NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. trying to get a hold of Will Thomas. Apparently, I got a message from Will, but I can't pull it up right now. We'll see if we can get a hold of him. But we're going to continue with Dr. Truat. Dr. True, I'm going to pull this out about some of the medical knowledge I've pulled out of the Bible that taught me things that are actually directly in opposition to what the so-called medical system teaches. The first thing they teach is your birthdays when you pass through the magic pubic arch, which is a lie. And there's two states that have actually passed laws, Ohio and Louisiana, called the heartbeat law, trying to see if they could actually put up some kind of barrier to abortion by saying as soon as there's a heartbeat, there's a person. No, as soon as there is a embryo and a plate of tissue, neuroectoderm, et cetera, that are forming an embryo, before even a heartbeat forms, there's a person. In fact, there's a case going on. In fact, there's a lawsuit with John Voight and so on. It's talking about Roe versus Wade. It also talks about a father and mother who actually had children in Hollywood, and they actually stored these embryos, little girls, and gave them names and gave them property rights. And believe it or not, one of the situations that happened recently in New York was that a man assaulted his girlfriend and killed her, and they charged him with death of both the child and the mother. But then they actually withdrew the charge against the child because this mayor of New York actually, when they passed this new statute, said, well, abortion isn't murder anymore. You're kidding. But if you have property rights, which means if they ever actually brought it before the Supreme Court, it means even if you're just an embryo and you're just like, you know, a week or two old and you're kept in the embryonic state in liquid nitrogen, it can be reborn 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 years later to another, you know, proxy mother or an artificial uterus, you're a person. And that personhood issue happens at the moment of conception. That's your birth date. In fact, the day when your umbilical cord is cut is the first day you start to die. And what's interesting is the Bible talks about prayer and fasting. Fasting, and God showed me this in visions first, but they later got the literature to prove it, that your liver actually tries to turn back into a placenta, which is actually part of your genetics to actually supply all the biomolecules to rebuild you when you don't age. So if you have intra-amniotic surgery, heart surgery, your omphysial, your guts are outside, and they put them back in and sew you up, you never get a scar. You can't age when you're in utero. There's no aging. It's the only time, and I prayed for years before God gave me the answer 5 years ago, and that's why I have a patent on a Red Deer Velvet DR and on Oncomycin, my Myco D2, which actually is the first product in the world that actually stops aging. But interestingly, fasting makes your liver try to turn back into a placenta. So fasting is good. If you fast for part of the day or a day a week, your body says, you know what? I'm not going to pour in sugar here. I'm going to make my liver start to make molecules to rebuild my organs, so I will age slower or even reverse aging. So I'd like you to respond to that because you have a lot of knowledge in this area, and a lot of people don't realize the Bible has tremendous knowledge, like the Sabbath rest of the land. It even said the land vomited up the people of Israel because they wouldn't give the rest of the land. What God was basically saying is remineralization of food means your vitamin and mineral content and the health of your population is dependent on giving a Sabbath rest of the land. To remineralize it so your DNA is turned on. Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and so in my radio show career, I value listeners that become, you know, absolutely teachers to me as well, sending me information and documentation I would never know otherwise. Obviously, you know, you can't be so prideful and so full of yourself that you think you know it all. And if you do that, you're in trouble. And so what happened with me with this whole thing, the Bible has a specific code in it. And I'm not talking about Drosnin's The Bible Code now. No, I'm talking about every number from 1 to 9 has a very, very deeply symbolic spiritual connection, interdimensional, whatever you want to say with it, connects to heaven. So when the Bible says that the words in the Bible are directly from God, that they're God breathed, it's very literal, okay? It's God's connective tissue to us as far as information. So when you read about fasting being actually in my King James Version, I have a software package that can I can type one word in and tell me how many times it's there. Fasting actually appears more in the Bible than the word prayer does. Okay, I'm not saying prayer is not important; it is, but fasting is just as much. And there's,
fasting is a form of prayer of the body. See, when you fast away from putting food in your mouth, just like when you fast away from putting ideas in your mouth that serve only self, the biggest problem, Satanism, is basically selfism, isn't it? Satan basically believes he's a separate individual. I'm a medical empath, and I received this gift in 1982 after I was taking care of pain patients. And I walked into one of the exam rooms, and one of my patients said, "Dr. Deagle, I'm going to kill myself." She's about 5 foot tall, pretty heavy lady with one of those neck collars to hold her neck and stiff because she got a deceleration car accident. And I just said, "God help me." Now, I was an ex-Catholic at the time, and I wouldn't go to church because I figured the doors in the church were heavy to keep Satan in, not out. Okay? Especially after my father beat me, and after I saw what the church was all about, and the Catholics, which are, you know, blimey, the Catholics are druids, okay? They're evil. Okay? And there's maybe good intention people that are Catholics, but they're deceived. So anyway, I said, "God help me," and all of a sudden I could see right through. I thought, "Oh my, I'm losing it." So there were tears running down my face, like I had this compassion, like I could feel her pain and I could see her nerves. I thought, "I'm losing it." So I went down to my exam room, felt this giant hand pushing me to the ground, and I walked back down to the exam room, opened the door, and I looked still through it, like one of those little children's models you get at Christmas time. You can see through and see all the nerves and everything. I thought, "That's it, I'm losing it." So I told everybody in the waiting room to go home because they're running this free research pain clinic. I had machines from Europe. I had all kinds of stuff, you know, big drums you put around yourself with pulse magnetic machines from Holland and all kinds of stuff. Because I was one of the team doctors for the Calgary Flames. And the guy I was working making software for doctor's offices, he decided to just buy it for me because I was actually one of the team doctors for the Calgary Flame hockey team. And 3 days later, a lady came to me and she said, "I'm Dr. Deagle. I've been praying. And God said, I'm a Christian." I said, "Oh, God, a Christian." Because, you know, me and Christians at the time were not buddies, okay? I thought, if you're a Christian, you're probably deceived, and you're going to church, and you're believing lies, okay? That's what I believed back then. I knew God existed because I had a face-to-face with him when I was 8 and a half. But I figured whatever's going on in the church is probably wrong, including, at the time, I had a Mormon practice of 22,000 Mormons, and because I wasn't a Mormon, they tried to convince me to become a Mormon, and I previously studied. I lost 4,000 Mormons, so I still had 18,000 Mormons, including Temple Mormons, top ones, right? Rich and powerful. And she said, "Well, Dr. Deagle," she started crying, she said, "God said that you're going to help me find out what's wrong with my little boy and save his life." I said, "Okay." So I examined him. Now, I had already accepted it in a residency in neurology 41 years ago at UCLA at the VA hospital, and I was going to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository and Brain Tissue Bank and electron microscopy lab because my first wife was dying of stage 5, the most aggressive MS you can get. Her name was Denise. And they wanted me to also work on a DARPA project because I was also working. I had a talent at mathematics. I taught myself every computer language. I was writing nonlinear code to actually work on converting visual data into digital data, and they wanted me to work on the cortex to break the alphabet of the cortex for DARPA so they can make super soldiers. Believe it or not, okay, people, "Dr. Deagle, how'd you be in all these places?" I said, "God had my daytimer." So I examined the kid. I couldn't find any long track signs, no infantorial tumors, no lymph nodes, no bony changes, nothing. So I said, "I can't find anything wrong with him. No double vision, no eye tracking problems, nothing." She started crying, "But God said," so I just said that little prayer again, "God help me," and I could see through his head and see he had a craniopharyngioma of a specific cell type behind the optic chiasma where the nerves cross behind his eyes at the base of his brain in the cella turcica, the turkey's saddle. And I knew the cell type. I had God knowledge. He actually showed me it. Right through his head. And I called the head of neurosurgery. I said, "I have this kid here with a craniopharyngioma, 1.3 centimeters from the optic chiasma, da, 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 da." He said, "Well, send over the CT." I said, "He hasn't had it done yet." The phone, like, dropped. I feel strange, he said, "Deagle, but I think I'm going to do the CT. The next day he did it. He couldn't get off the phone for 20 minutes. "Oh, my God, Deagle, there's a tumor right where you said it was." 3 days later, he's operating. This guy's a top pediatric neurosurgeon. He had to intubate him through his nose and operates through his heart palate to take out the tumor. It took him 7.5 hours. And he said exactly what God told me 3 days earlier, 4 days earlier. If I hadn't operated, he would have been blind in 2 weeks and dead in 4. That gift I've used hundreds of thousands of times since then. And I can just be talking on the phone, and it's the 10th time, and all of a sudden I get word of knowledge, or the 5th time, or I'm doing a quantum scan. And I actually started doing this years ago with Tim Alexander, I think it must be now 5 years ago, where I just basically put on the QRS machine, held the electrode, and put in his data came out. I do it now regularly, where I do I act as a proxy, and I can remember, I actually feel their pain, the blood in their mouth, the terror of death coming. It's like the wall between I and we disappears, and that's the same thing that happened to Yeshua Jesus when the woman of issue of blood touched him. His disciples said, "Well, there's all kinds of people pressing against you, Jesus. You know, Jesus, why are you saying the woman pressed against you? Because she believed that she touched him, she was going to get cured." Now, you have to understand, I'm not special. Every human being on earth is part of the body of that God created. He wanted to become his bride. And if you want to call it Dr. Deagle as the head of the bridesmaids' house, try to prepare the body of believers to become the marriage bride, the eternal, everlasting bride of the Most High God. The human race is actually going to marry God. We're going to become the everlasting bride of the creator of the universe. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the actual Edenic covenant coming back, where Eden, eternity, and the everlasting come together. And people don't get it. I'm not special. In fact, every human being on earth that ever existed, even in utero, is a little baby that's been killed. And I remember one of my visions one time, I went to heaven, and everybody that greeted me in heaven had Down syndrome, like my daughter. Another time, another dream I had, everybody in heaven had been aborted, and they knew that I had spoken against abortion, and they thanked me for doing that in heaven. Because these children grow up in heaven. They're children in heaven and grow up to become people. Do you know that?
Well, it is. Let's turn to scripture, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
I want to share some things with you. The second Peter, the third chapter. I mean, I'm going from the back to the first a little bit. Second Peter chapter 3. He basically says this in verse 18, in the King James version, that everybody really needs to do something called grow in grace. Two
right.
parts: growing in grace and
right.
in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we've got to
right.
know Him. That goes back to Matthew 7, what Jesus
right.
Himself said, that you've got to know Me. You've got to ask the questions to know Him. So, what is Peter's epistle all about in this last thing? It's about us right now in these last days. 2 Peter chapter 3. He says, "Ye must be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first." So first of all, this is the most important thing to know, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. And this
right.
is what we've been talking about, Dr. Bill, their own lusts. And so God has blinded them. Paul wrote this to the Thessalonians, because if you're walking in your own lust, God's going to blind you with a strong delusion and make you believe a massive lie. Now,
right.
why is that? Because it's your own lust. It's what you want. It's what you think the world needs to have. And going back to our early discussion about what is Jewish mysticism, what was so wrong with the Pharisees at the time that here is the promised Messiah? Here is the one that was promised, you know, by the ancient prophets of the Hebrews for so many years, right in front of their noses, and they didn't see him.
Well, they actually saw
him,
but they actually hid it on purpose. They actually hid the scriptures, even the solar and the lunar calendars. And the people who kept it, believe it or not, were the Magi, which are my ancestors in Isfahan, who were the Kohanim that married the daughter of the king of the Medes. So that occurred 2,800 years ago, and hundreds of years later, the Temple of Zerubbabel was built, remember, by Cyrus of Persia. And people have to understand that the ones who brought the gifts to Yeshua knew He was God incarnate were my ancestors. And they were, because they understood the truth of the solar and lunar calendar and real astrology that was godly, that showed the star signs of the actual gospel, which is that God's intention was eventually to marry the human race that's godly and knows Him, and becomes His everlasting bride through eternity. So the mixture of eternity and the everlasting as a new type of species of superhuman that serves only God. As we spread across the galaxy, terraform the planets and stars across the cosmos, and brings the order out of the chaos of the universe.
amazing, isn't it?
Well, I can't even imagine more of it.
But by the way, I got a
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. I want people to realize that we provide godly functional medicine. God wants people to have the right nutrients in their body, which we have at NutraMedical. And some of them we actually are able to obtain and modify from you, Dr. True. The technology like the QRS mat you can obtain through me, just contact me and I'll get it over to Truot, or the photon sound beam. I'm also working on technology to combine some of these things like the Sonic Life Machine and epigenetic frequency therapy. My first paper on quantum biophysics was 1982, that's a long time ago, on Forlan Mazur cytogenetics. So I've been in this field for a long time. It's approaching 40 years just doing quantum biophysics after I even graduated. But people need to understand, we're not just trying to help people physically heal. Literally, there is no problem on Earth in any sphere, geopolitics, natural medicine, functional medicine, metallurgy, whatever, energy production, the DOD has not provided to be an answer or a means to find the answer on any issue. And that shocks people. It shocks even other co-hosts to say, well, how can you do that? I said, I don't do it. God does it. I give God the credit because literally my knowledge is limited, but God's knowledge is not. And I want people to understand that I'm under attack. And I need your prayers out there, people, because believe me, as I transition to get more and more independent, I've had a lot of attacks. I mean, I'm recovering because I have fancy nutraceuticals and technology and hyperbaric chambers and so on. But I know there's a lot of people that are suffering who are unfortunately not getting proper care, whether they've got cancer or vascular disease or heart failure or visual problems or whatever. And we have the answers for them. But we also have spiritual answers because there may be in a false church that doesn't want to preach end times. They want to preach a nice-smelling and sounding gospel to make you feel good about your current spiritual state. But they don't really give you comfort or make you feel like, hey, God's with you. So, True, you have some comments to make. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to go back to the Second Peter, because when I got into this, Bill, and I read the Bible a lot, and I study, you know, this the gematria structures of all these things, and to me, I had to go through a learning phase where I can trust the Bible 100% as being absolutely vital to learning about and knowing God, because that's really all that we take with him. When we pass through the veil, we got to know him and have him embrace us with full, say, welcome home, and be his bride. That's you're right on. You nailed that right on. But here's going back, and this hit me, and I said, wait a minute. I like this. Maybe I had a vision open. Open-ended vision where I saw it, because as you know, Dr. Bill, I studied water, the properties of water. I've lectured more than anybody on water properties in my years as a naturopath, the importance of water. And so this hit me like a ton of bricks. Why? What Peter was saying about the last days, there's to come scoffers walking after their own lusts, and this in verse 5, hit me like a ton of bricks. For this, they willingly are ignorant of. And I, man, that's me. I was willingly ignorant of it, but I hadn't really seen it before, because here's the words jumping out and jumping and grabbing me and shaking me. For this, they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Now, what is he referring to? Well, it goes back to the Genesis account of creation, that the earth was formed out of the primordial sea, that the waters under the firmament were formed and became gathered into one place, became the seas. And then the land came out. Wow, when that hit me, and I said, am I willingly ignorant of that? Am I one of these scoffers? And I began to think deeply about it, and the properties of water hit me. And I swear, the voice of God came into my heart and my and my brain, the spirit, just clearly said, you know water, my son. You know the properties of water. You've taught about water. Believe me, I've done water projects of immense magnitude. I know the properties of water. Water is simply, you know, when it comes to rest, it forms a level plane. It just does. You know,
it's also it's an informational superconductor. Masumoto has said you can actually pray over water and see the crystal structure crystallize into beautiful harmonic crystals. Or if you have negative intention feels like cursing, that's why even if our enemies, we need to pray for them, because the intention fields of our heart actually create reality. And people don't understand this, right?
The water is the key to this. I'm sitting here, wait a minute, and then I went to prayer and meditation over this, and I got to tell you, what I was shown is, yeah, the earth is really only a third of the structure. Two-thirds, roughly 70% actually, is water, is sea. Now, it hit me. I mean, just completely hit me. There is no way. And so I asked the question to you, Dr. Bill. And I asked the question to physicists, scientists who I know. I asked them the question, how can water, if water, just show me a model using mathematics, using a mathematical model of equation to show me how in the world water will adhere to a curvature of an arc. In other words, try to make water stick to a croquet ball spinning. No, it flows off of it and goes into a level plane. It just does. And then I began to say, wait a minute, am I willfully ignorant? And I said, but wait, everybody knows. Everybody knows. I know. I learned this in basic kindergarten. You know, the Earth is a globe. It's a planet. It's spinning. No, this right. Can't possibly be. And I'm sitting there. But wait, okay, I am talking to some of the greatest physicists, Kip Thorne and others, who's a Utah native. Show me how water can form into a ball. Because I know it must. It has to. And these great physicists look at me like, you're crazy. You've lost it. And it goes back to that scripture. These scoffers have the lust of their heart. And then guess what happened next? I had a dream, a night vision, where I was shown that in the last days there will be 12,000 men of each tribe, men and women, 12,000, 12 times 12 is 144,000, that right. would gather together in the last days, who would be awakened and not bow their knee to Baal. I said, what does that mean? Bowing their knees to Baal. Well, it goes to the Kabbalah, the Zohar, the Jewish mysticism, as you said in the first hour.
Right.
Jared Kushner and the mission.
And Rabbi Schneerson and all these people.
Yeah.
That have, and by the way, they have a temple in, I think, New Jersey to Rabbi Schneerson. People need to understand what's going on here right under our nose, even with Donald Trump, who's supposedly bringing religious liberty toward the cardinals.
Yeah.
Like the Red
Kabbalah.
Kabbalah
is the ancient religion of Babylon and the Babylon
and the Druids
and the whole thing, as I uncovered, guess what really set it off for me, Dr. Bill? I went back in and I have access to the British Museum archives.
Right.
Guess what? I mean, there was actually the ancient biblical city of Nineveh excavated by a royal British Museum archaeological team. They uncovered a vast library of cuneiform tablets that had survived the destruction of ancient Nineveh. And Nineveh, reading commentaries of the actual interpretations. Nineveh was a massively modern city based on what they call science. They had
right.
massive observatories built. That Nineveh was preaching that the sun was stationary, that the planets all revolved around the sun and solar system. And the commentary of the British Empire, British Museum, was, how in the world did they have such advanced knowledge that we proved through NASA and science today. They're very accurate. They must have had contact with ancient aliens to get all this information.
Well, no, let me fill you in on the contact. If you look at the Nephilim, they are Draco reptilians from the star system Orion, which is the belt of Orion. In fact, there are three positions of the two World Trade Centers that fell and the new One Liberty Tower are in the exact angular positions of the three stars of the belt of Orion and the Dragon Star. Now, these amphibious reptilians were the head of all the alien species that came down and actually genetically hybridized with humans. So the only family that was perfect in their generations, even though he was a wine bearer, Noah, was Noah and his three sons and their wives, and his wife, Noah's wife. People don't know that. They don't realize the genetically hybridized world is coming. We're seeing with the Cas-CRISPR-9 protocol, with the idea of pushing transhumanism. I mean, the latest movie by the guy that put out Avatar talks about this robot girl. And then I found out, because I didn't go to the movie, my family did, that this girl actually had a human brain, which was transported into a robot body to make her a girl and have emotions. And she tried to act like a female superhero, but she was actually had a human brain inside a robot body. This transhumanism is the gospel of the new world, of people like Ray Kurzweil and others. And the idea of being transhuman to bring in genes from different phyla species and genera, and even to grow human fetuses inside, like, for example, making super mice, where they humanize and take human baby body parts and take the cells and humanize cells not only for medical research, but to create human hybrid animals. People don't see this coming, do they?
Well, no. Again, it goes back to the big lie. People are so programmed, and then I began to go back into all of my history of radio interviews. I remember doing an interview with I actually went down to Phoenix and interviewed him on tape. He was a survivor of Operation High Jump. He was a Navy flyer on the on Admiral Byrd's carrier.
Right.
That was there going down, and he had his fly jacket, his Operation High Jump patch, the whole nine yards, and he says, I would love to go on your radio, but I cannot. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, here's this is what I signed and notarized that if I break this even at this time, it's basically a gag order that he signed off, but he wouldn't talk about what he saw. I said, well, can you talk off the record and tell me? He says, you're pushing 90. This was like mid 2004, 2005. He said, yeah, I know. I don't have much time left on this earth. I can tell you, but off the record, because I have honor and I have integrity. I'm not going to break my oath, as a Navy man. So I said, okay, what happened? He said, off the record. I said, yeah, because I don't want to even be on tape. So I had to turn the tape recorder on. He said they would go off in concentric circles. They were searching for not. They were basically a military exercise. They were looking for Nazis in New Schwabenland. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so they were the Navy flyers would form. They go off the aircraft carrier deck and do concentric circles, ever widening. He says that we had some strange magnetic anomalies that we thought was maybe tying into the Nazi base. He says, and we came around this one area, the flyers, the planes in the lead hit an invisible force barrier and exploded, and we pulled out of it just in time. I was very close to being in that way because I witnessed five planes of my fellow pilots go up in flames hitting this force barrier. We thought we were under attack by the Nazis. We came back and landed Admiral Byrd, and we got debriefed. And then all hell broke loose. Out of the water came these Foo Fighters, these saucers, with swastikas on them, and they handed their butts to them. Okay, they were no match. But they radioed in. There was radio communication with Admiral Byrd on the flight deck. The Nazis did not want to destroy the entire fleet. They just wanted to send a message back to Truman, Eisenhower, the commander-in-chief, that they basically had the technology, but they wouldn't do anything else and destroy. And then Operation High Jump led to Operation Paperclip, Wernher von Braun and all these people coming in doing the space agency. The rest is pretty much history.
Yeah, when we and the transplantation of the Nazi Germany scientists and intel agencies formed the NIDAS for the No Such Agency, the CIA, and now SAD, the Special Activity Division, runs everything in the world.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, CalmMind, and BrainMag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Back, so, by the way, I get crazy emails all the time, and I want to mention this because I have another one from a guy that says about hoaxes. And by the way, this character that puts this hoaxes, and he's specifically talking about this as Snoop4Truth at Gmail. This is a lawyer who's an idiot who tries to say that what Deborah Tavares is saying is a hoax. Well, I happen to know that everything that Deborah Tavares talks about is true. She doesn't have necessarily the technical knowledge to fully understand the documents, but man, Dan, she's found them. So, listen in, Mr. Snoop. How about you go to, not Hades, but don't stop until you're annihilated unless you repent? Because I'm sick and tired of people like you who want to turn things that need to have further clarification and try to say that what Deborah's saying is not true. What she's saying is true. The problem is she's overwhelmed by it. She needs to have the full conversion to become a full-fledged daughter of the of Israel and a full member of the body of believers. And she's working hard at it. She's getting closer. But I think what people need to understand that Deborah does understand it. Sometimes when she wants to shut me down, she won't be shutting me down, by the way, on Monday. I'm going to ask much more pointed questions because I think people that gather documents and learn a lot of stuff learn more not by gathering documents, by having somebody like me with a very sharp tongue and mind that's going to ask tough questions that are going to make people have a conniption. You know what a conniption is? A conniption is when someone asks you a tough enough question, you physically, emotionally, and spiritually turn inside out. Now, some people need that. They need that because I need it myself. I want people to ask tough enough questions that I turn inside out, so I stop believing my previous worldview, so I believe a worldview that's in conjunction with the truth about the Most High God. Because there is an end to all life. There's an end to the physical life on earth, and the end of the physical life, eternity doesn't start the day you die. Eternity starts the day you live for God. That's what eternity starts. Eternity starts when you live for God today in the flesh, right?
Indeed. And so here I am in my learning curve. I'm sitting there. Wait. I mean, you talk about cognitive dissonance. You talk about having it was as bad as when I started to realize Mormonism was phony. I began to
or Catholicism was phony to me, or much of the Christian denominations are phony, or Islam is a satanic religion, or Hinduism and Buddhism and all the shamanism of all the people like Credo Mutwa in South Africa is all Satanism with a different label on the bottle in the satanic library of Lucifer's Walmart, right?
After connecting, with the dots with this Operation Paperclip, and then I got a listener had sent me a book on the murder of Defense Secretary James Forrestal, and James Forrestal had written to people about having this debriefing with Senator with Admiral Byrd, and he was saying, "I will not be a privy to keeping this from the people." Then you have Eisenhower taking over after Truman, right? I mean, here's Dwight D. Eisenhower, a military man, 5-star general, head of D-Day, head of the United Forces, right? And he leaves the White House by warning against the undue influence of the military-industrialist complex because it's taking away. I mean, there's so many secrets going in. Top of the list is what happened in the 1950s, and I pull all this that's been largely declassified. I tell you, I never knew about it, but I'd heard about it, but I'd really dug into the documentation, Dr. Bill.
You don't like the vaccine stuff, right?
No. This is crazy when you hear it, but it's true. In 1953, under Eisenhower, there was at that time top secret joint work with the Soviet Union. Remember Eisenhower and Khrushchev? I mean, they're supposed to be mortal enemies. What are they doing working together on a project called Project Operation Dominique? What does Dominique mean? It's Latin for what? Operation Dominic is another word of the domain of God, or the searching for God, Dominic.
Right.
Operation Dominic is sent out, and there's out of Operation Dominic came Operation Fishbowl. I'm not making this stuff up. They send up in missiles, high-altitude missiles, nuclear bombs, and detonated not one, but dozens of increasingly more powerful nukes in the upper atmosphere.
Right.
So there's actually been declassified videos of this experiment. And it blows you away what you see. What are they trying to blow up there? Well, it's the same thing that Bird's pilot told me about. A force field. What the Bible says is a firmament, rakia, a covering. When I, oh my goodness, when I said, wait a minute, what have we been lied to? Well, how deep does these lies go? Now, the next question is, did they successfully destroy the firmament? No, they didn't. The one video shows this big mushroom cloud of light hitting this and just couldn't shatter it. It was impenetrable.
Right.
Okay. And I realize NASA is a Hebrew word. NASA.
Right, it's Hebrew.
Literally a Hebrew word means to deceive.
High and lifted up, it means. And word, it's Hebrew meaning high and lifted up, and lifted up lies.
It lies. Lifted up in the heavenly lies. NASA means, so when in the literal Hebrew text of the Old Testament, when Eve says in Genesis, the serpent beguiled me, the literal word is nasad me. The serpent beguiled, NASA. And then you find that NASA is composed of 33rd degree high masons who tell us that the Earth is tilted on a 66.6 degree angle of axis. And you see that all of this stuff, the supposed moon landings are instrumented by another Mason named Kubrick and Walt Disney, another 33rd degree Mason.
Right.
And you start to, oh my heavens, Dr. Bill, wait a minute. What is really, and then what hit me.
By the way, Kubrick did that for this reason. I got to insert this. He inserted that because he wanted to bring doubt to the fact that for 5 years before the Eagle landed on the moon, we had a moon base on the dark side of the moon, which, by the way, the Chinese are now replicating. And the fact is, we had a colony on Mars since 1982. Mars was a human population destroyed by an ancient galactic war. And we have tons of evidence. In fact, if you even go to Rents, you can actually see the pictures of evidence of the ancient monuments. One of the first things that was told to me at Space Command 2 miles underground on July 10th, 1994, was, this is a come-to-Jesus talk, Deagle, so just listen. He said, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? He said, shut the F up, Deagle. So you don't freak out. We're going to tell you everything. And believe me, I only talk about 10% of what I know, because some of it's so bizarre and so out of it, I can't talk about it even on the radio yet until I'm given permission by God. But I want people to know, I don't know some of it. I know pretty well all of it. And what people need to know is what's in the Bible is absolutely true, but it's hidden in code. It's like a locksmith with specific tumbler codes. It's all in the Bible, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And so you go and find this out. We're promised we'll know everything above the earth, on the earth, and beneath the earth. And you look at the ancient Hebrew maps, the ancient Hebrew, I call it biblical cosmology or Hebrew cosmology. You have, you know, the depth of underground subterranean chambers, whatever you want to call it. I think the Nazi Real Society stumbled onto the secret entrances and cavernous entry at the southern end of the earth. The ends of the earth are talked about.
Oh, of course.
There.
We know about that, okay? That Admiral Byrd was there and gave the briefing. He knows about this. The fact is, though, we had Jonathan Gray on, and he's actually been in some of these chambers and tunnels that are tens of thousands of years old. Some of you can go thousands of miles right across South America or Europe or Turkey, whatever. They're like underground, literally places like in the Southern Caucasus Mountains where the human race came out of there after the ancient galactic war. And, of course, the human population of Mars was destroyed. And the king of Mars at the time with the destruction, his name was Apollo. That's why when you ever see a phallic symbol, which is in front of the Vatican, in front of the Washington Monument, these are symbols of the ancient king of Mars. People don't know that. It's actually his erect. In other words, they expect the resurrection of Mars.
You know, I've got to say, there is no... I mean, I'm going to ask you a question, like you said before in the first hour. I'm going to ask you this question. If it's in the Bible, it's true, right? We agree on that. there's only one place in the whole Bible that the word planets appears. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's found in 2 Kings, and it's describing the lying priesthood of Baal and the false priests of Baal teaching about planets. I got to tell you, here on the campus of Weber State University is a super powerful telescope built by my uncle before he passed on. He was wealthy. He right. made this. It's called the Ott Planetarium. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you can look it up on Google, Ott Planetarium, right. Weber State University. So I'm going there, and I'm having these discussions with these astronomers that are there, because I've always loved to look at the moon and things with a high powered telescope. I love it, but I've focused on where Mars is, and a powerful microscope. I see none of this. I see a shining star in a jar. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
and they don't want to talk about it.
Let me give you my answers to that. Okay, and I'm going to say something I haven't said to any other human, including my wife, back since I was 8 and a half, and I'm 67 now. One of the things God sent to me is when you go to heaven, there's no past or future, but there is experience. But if you stack up the experiences in lineal time, it would be equivalent to me being in heaven with God for 500 years. And what He did for those 500 years is He showed me zillions of worlds across the vast cosmos. In fact, He said to me a statement which I can repeat, and I said before, there's more galaxies in the universe with stars and planets than grains of sand on every beach of every on every coast and every lake in the world. So God is not limited. And He said to me, oh, this is something I have said before, that the entire known cosmos is an elemental particle in a hydrogen atom, in a water molecule, in a butterfly, where I am still God. So God is not limited up or down or sideways, whatever. God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. We're not just in a local kind of a glass, kind of like a little spheroid glass universe. And in fact, what we have to understand is I have intimate and exquisite knowledge about the plan by Donald Trump to terraform Mars, which, by the way, is a planet. And that the reason, because I have a background in quantum nuclear physics, I actually beat 7,000 people for a scholarship to plasma nuclear physics in 69. That's a long time ago. And the Higgs boson field, which, by the way, the Thule Society of Germany channeled the ancient Vimana and the transdimensional entities that gave them the technology to create the Foo Fighters, create what's called a plasma, what's called Mercury boson field boundary zone, which created a gravitonic field like a boat that literally floats in the water. And so gravity, the way you think of gravity is what's called the movement of bosons, and you create a boundary zone, you create anti-gravitonics. It's that simple. It's like creating the shell of a boat to float in the gravitonic boson field. And the fact is, Mars does exist, and Trump is actually in the process with his space force of terraforming Mars. We've had a colony there since 1982. I have seen all kinds of technology on it. I took care of the employees working on the projects. When Gary McKinnon actually hacked into the space fleet from the U.S. Naval Intelligence there, and they didn't have very good security on it, to be honest with you. Then they tried to extradite it. The kid had Asperger syndrome, but he was very smart at computers. He got the space fleet list. I know about it. I took care of the space fleet people. I was their doctor. So this isn't open to people's opinion. The fact is, there are more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand, and the known universe itself is just an elemental particle in a water molecule, in a hydrogen atom in a water molecule, where God is still God. That's how vast the universe is. There's no limit. There's no limit up and down. In fact, every elemental particle inside every atom of your body is yet another universe where our God is still God. That's how vast the universe is. No limit whatsoever. Amazing, eh? Amazing.